this is Helena. Welcome to episode 157 of my podcast. This is a clip from a live stream that I did on my YouTube channel on how to convey that you're willing to walk away without saying anything. I decided to record a little intro today, so feel free to skip ahead a couple minutes if you want to get right to the content. You can also watch a video of this episode by clicking the first link in the show notes. The next link under that will be my website, HelenaHartCoaching.com, where you can sign up for my 3 keys to attract the man you want, report, and audio training. That's 100% free, and it will also sign you up for my newsletter where you can get updates on new episodes as well as dating and relationship tools and insights that I don't share anywhere else. If you've been enjoying my podcast episodes, feel free to leave me a rating or write a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. On Spotify, that will be at the top of my podcast homepage. You just need to click the 3 dots that are to the right of the settings icon at the top of that page. On Apple Podcasts, that will be at the bottom of my podcast homepage. 5-star ratings help my podcast out a lot. It helps it get recommended to more people so we can spread this message of self-love and empowerment. It's really been my mission to help women raise their standards and truly believe that they're deserving of the life and relationship they've always wanted. One of my favorite things in the world is hearing success stories from women in my community. If you'd like to send one in as a voice message, or if you have a question that you'd like me to answer on this podcast, there's a link at the bottom of the show notes that says send in a voice message. You can also record it as a voice memo on your phone and email it to HelenaHartCoaching@gmail.com. I always love hearing from you. I actually just received one yesterday and it made my week. So with her permission, I wanted to play it here to hopefully help inspire other women who may be new to this work or just starting out. So I'll go ahead and play that now so everyone can hear it, and then we'll get right into this episode.
Hi, Helena. I wanted to record a little thank you note today to just say thank you so much for all of the work that you put out, both from you and your heart, but also all the beautiful gifts you bring on. I have been following you for about 4 years now, and I truly feel that if it wasn't for your podcast, I wouldn't have ended up with my now partner and fiance. So I just wanted to send out a huge thanks and let you know how much I appreciate that.
Hey everybody, this is Helena Hart. Welcome to my live stream on how to convey that you're willing to walk away in dating and relationships without saying anything. I recently did a poll over in the community section of my channel, and this is the number one topic that people said they wanted to learn more about. So I'm really excited to dive into this material today. But before I get started, if you're new to my channel, don't forget to click the button to subscribe so you don't miss any of my videos on how to have the relationship you've always wanted. So in a recent video that I recorded with my husband, he explained that he always got the sense that I would be willing to walk away if something didn't feel good in the relationship and it wasn't fixable, or if it wasn't in alignment with the vision that I saw for myself in my future. And people were really curious about that. And it's interesting, it's not something we ever had to sit down and talk about. In fact, it's not something I ever really thought about at all when we were dating, because he was really consistent in moving things forward and he was reliable and dependable. He was going to actually record this live stream with me today, but our baby just woke up from a nap. And so I'm just doing this one on my own. My husband is with our baby, but we're going to record a podcast episode together on this topic so we can get his opinion as well. But it really comes down to the fact that you don't really have to say anything at all in order to convey that you're willing to walk away in dating and relationships, because it's your energy and your vibe that a man is picking up on, not the words you're using, just like everything else. So a good question to ask yourself is, are you actually willing to walk away from this man if things don't improve? And I'd love to hear from you. Let me know in the comments section or in the live chat if you are ready to walk away from this situation. Type yes and just let me know where you're at. If you're not quite ready to walk away, that would be helpful to know too. Just let me know. No, I'm not quite ready to walk away yet. But this information should be really helpful, really, for any area of life when you are actually ready. And the opposite is true too. If you're not ready to walk away from a man, he can feel that as well. So it's not about the specific words you're using. You don't have to really say anything in order to convey this, because a man's going to be able to feel it either way. I've really found it's often in the things you don't do. So I have 5 things that you want to avoid doing, and this will help convey the fact that you're willing to walk away from any situation that's not in alignment with what you truly want and deserve. And you can do this with all the love and openness and receptiveness in the world. You don't have to be this ice queen that is just letting a man know her list of standards and requirements. You don't have to do any of that at all when you really trust yourself deep down to not tolerate bad behavior or anything that doesn't feel good to you. We'll talk a little bit more about that in this live stream. So the first thing you don't want to do is overinvest in a man too quickly. And we've all been there, so there's no judgment here. Has anyone ever been in a situation where they've sort of chosen a man in their mind or in their heart before he's chosen you and shown you with his consistent actions over time that he's available for a real full-time relationship or that he's serious about you and ready to move things forward? It can be easy to do this. And often it's in our mind. We're just overthinking the situation and texting our girlfriends screenshots of the messages between us and the man. And we're just really overthinking everything. And we get invested when we do that. So it's really important to not overinvest too quickly. And that can be tough. If you'd like more videos or podcast episodes on that topic, let me know in the comment section as well. That's something I hear all the time from women in my community. And of course, I've been there myself. So the second thing you don't want to do is go against your own boundaries and standards or what feels good to you. This could look like anything. It could look like driving over to a man's house last minute or late at night because he's hardly ever available. It could look like sleeping with a man too quickly or just getting physically intimate in some way before you're ready because you're afraid to lose him if you don't do that. It could look like not speaking up and setting a boundary or anything really, becoming exclusive with a man too soon just because he asked and you're afraid you might lose him, but you don't feel comfortable with it. So you really want to get in touch with what feels good to you and make sure that you're not breaking your own boundaries in the face of strong chemistry or attraction. And sometimes we can do this without realizing it, where you just find ourselves in this situation where we're overinvested, we're breaking our own standards, and a man can feel that in your energy. And that does not convey that you'd be willing to walk away. A man can really feel it when he's got you and he knows that you're not going anywhere. So number three is waiting for a man. Another thing you never want to do. You don't want to be waiting around for a man endlessly. It's just one of the number one top things that I want women to turn around. Just waiting for a guy, staying stuck on someone just because he's the guy you really like and you're not attracted to that many men. And this guy came along and you think, finally, I have strong feelings for someone. You kind of put him on a pedestal even without meaning to do that. And we just kind of wait. You make excuses for him. You buy into his excuses. So you just never, ever, ever want to wait for a man. Again, he can feel it if he knows he can come and go as he pleases and you're just going to be there waiting. It just destroys the whole vibe around you. The man can feel that and it's not something you want to get into. So you never want to wait for a man. I have tons of videos on that. The fourth thing you don't want to do is anything that's an attempt to try to become more appealing to him or make him chase you or make him step up and commit to you or prioritize you more or anything like that. So this could look like going into convincing mode. It could look like making things as easy as possible for him, always being the one to help him out and set up plans and text him first every single time and drive to him always and pay for the dates. Basically, you're doing all these things because you're afraid that the connection will fizzle out or you'll lose him if you don't do that. And so it can be easy to just do all these things to try to make him think what a great girlfriend or wife you would be. And it just doesn't work that way. It actually has the opposite effect of what you're hoping for. So don't do things to make things as easy as possible for a guy or become more appealing to him. That is not what inspires a man to really step up and claim you and prioritize you. It actually does just the opposite. And if you're doing those things, a man will know that he's got you, right? You're not going anywhere. He can kind of treat you however he wants. The fifth thing you don't want to do is ignore your own feelings or desires or boundaries, whatever it is, because you're overly focused on how he feels. So I hear this a lot from women in the comment sections of some of my videos. They'll be so focused on this guy. Like, what does it mean that he hasn't contacted me in a week? What does it mean that he pulled away after we had a great weekend together? And they're ignoring the fact that this feels terrible to them, but it's sometimes easier to stuff that down and just focus on the guy. Like, what's going on with him? What can I do to make him step up? What can I do to get him to commit to me? Again, a man can feel this in your energy. If you're doing this, it's just not attractive. It's not what inspires him to step up and be that good partner for you. So you really want to get in touch with what feels good to you. And is this guy, is this situation in alignment with that? So the last thing you never want to do is tolerate bad behavior or anything that doesn't feel good to you. So if a man is flirting with other women online or in real life, if he's really close friends with his exes and that doesn't feel good to you, he's not treating you well in some way, and you've just kind of tolerated that because you're afraid of speaking up or you're afraid that you're going to lose him if you don't just kind of accept it. So that's really important. I hear about all kinds of things that would just never in a million years feel good to me. I would never tolerate a situation where a man has other women hanging around, other romantic options or something like that. And so again, what feels good, what doesn't feel good to you? And you don't have to tell a guy any of this. Of course, if he steps over your boundary, you can say, hey, this is something you might not know about me. It could be any situation. Like, this just doesn't feel good to me. This isn't something I want in a relationship. What do you think? What feels good to you? How much contact do you prefer? Of course, you can have those conversations. It's not just like something doesn't feel good, boom, you're out of there. It's not like that. So another question to ask yourself is, have you expressed to him what you need or want in a way that he can actually hear? And I have other videos and podcast episodes on that. So if you need help with that, let me know in the comment section after this post. I can direct you to videos where we go much more in depth on that topic. But if you've expressed that, like, it would feel really good to hear from you on the nights we don't see each other or something like that, right? It would feel good to not be friends with our exes on social media or whatever it is. And he just ignores that and keeps doing it. And you've tolerated that because you don't know what else to do. You think you're going to lose him if you don't just accept that. He knows you're not going anywhere. There's no reason for him to change at all or put in more effort or do anything different because, again, he just knows that he's got you and you're not going anywhere. So that's what you want to turn around if you've gotten into some of these situations. So you don't need to really say anything. When you trust yourself deep down that you're not going to put yourself in a situation and do some of these things I just shared, that's what allows you to be warm and open and receptive to him. You can just show up that way right from the beginning because you trust yourself to take a step back or get out of there if something doesn't feel right. That's what allows him to get close, that openness and receptivity. And that's what actually really allows a man to see who you are and fall in love with you deep down. So again, the specifics of what you say to a man are not important if you're truly ready to walk away, because the end result will be the same. So if you have been tolerating bad behavior or you do feel the need to say something so you don't just leave and the guy is left blindsided, he's never had a chance to fix anything, the specifics of what you say in that conversation are not that important. Anything like, hey, this doesn't really work for me. I know we've talked about this and this behavior's continued, so I'm going to have to be moving on, or I don't feel that we're on the same page here. I don't feel like this is a good match, so I'm going to be moving on. And I hear from so many women who say things like, I can't walk away because I don't know how to end it. Has anyone ever been in that situation? And in most of those cases, they're just keeping themselves stuck because the end result is going to be the same no matter what they say. If he's not the right person, he's not stepping up, he's not prioritizing her, he's not caring about how she feels, the end result's going to be the same no matter what she says. If you don't want to walk away or you don't want to end it because you don't know what to say, just know you're keeping yourself stuck and it doesn't really matter what you say. Just let him know you're going to be moving on. Here's the important part of all of this. If you're not actually willing to walk away, not only is this not going to work, having this conversation or trying to do these things to pretend that you're willing to walk away, it's actually going to backfire on you because you're going to train him to not take you seriously or not respect what you say or value your words or value you at all. So if you're not willing to walk away and you're bringing this up or trying to pretend like you are willing to walk away as some sort of tactic to make him worry about losing you or make him step up or anything like that, basically telling a man over and over that you're willing to walk away but not actually doing it is a terrible idea. It will backfire on you every single time. I heard from a woman the other day, someone in my life who's very close to me, that was so proud of herself because she's like, I finally told this guy off because he's been breadcrumbing me. But I was like, nothing's ever going to change. He knows that you're just going to still drive to him all the time. He doesn't have to take you out. He doesn't have to put in effort. You're just going to drive over there and sleep with him and he doesn't have to do anything. He knows nothing's going to change about this situation. Why in the world would he do anything different? He's got this great deal and it's a terrible deal for the woman in that situation. So you don't want to get yourself in a situation like that. And that's basically it. That's what I wanted to share today. You don't have to say anything. The specific words you say are not nearly as important as your energy and your vibe. If you do want to say something, again, the question to ask yourself is, are you actually willing to walk away? If you are, you can say anything. You can can do anything. And you're going to be doing that from a really open, curious, authentic place, not this place where you're just trying to pretend to be this person who has high standards when deep down you really don't. So if you're not ready to walk away, I would not suggest bringing it up or doing any of this. You want to reassess the situation here. I actually recorded a podcast episode yesterday that will be helpful for anyone who's not ready to walk away yet. I'm going to be posting it on my Master Your Magnetism podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you can listen to podcasts in a few weeks. That one will be called something like How to Convey Your Standards Whether or Not You're Ready to Walk Away. And that'll be helpful because I know sometimes you're just not there yet. And that's okay too. You want to honor where you are. Don't try to force yourself into some place where you're not because you want this to be 100% authentic. Another thing I wanted to add here is you won't be worried about making a guy worry about losing you, making him fear that you're going to walk away. Again, with my husband and with my clients, the men they end up with, this isn't really something that enters their mind at all. So I would say most of the time, if you're searching for advice on how to let a man know that you'd be willing to walk away, most likely it's not the right person for you. Love to hear your thoughts on that. And I hope everyone has a great weekend. Let me know your thoughts and experiences with this in the comment section. I always love hearing from you, and I will see you over on my podcast.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.